This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. The Austin Independent School District is in the process of deciding which schools to close and consolidate. In August, it plans to present a few different scenarios to the AASD school board. Over the last few months, the district has been trying to get the word out about the process. But as KUT's Claire McInerney reports, folks still have a lot of questions.
Ever since the board said that the district could proceed with this consolidation process, there have been discussions at trustee meetings and community info sessions to help people understand this process. I went to a lot of these meetings. I showed up with my microphone, ready to ask questions, but often they were asking me questions about the process, why it was happening, and how people could learn more. I couldn't ask a lot how these participants felt because many people were still trying to understand the situation. So I started collecting the questions.
One afternoon, I tweeted, looking for
other people who wanted to learn more about AISD's school closings process.
Pedro Antonio Berlanga Jr. Lived in Austin 5 years, since 2014.
Pedro just finished a master's program at UT focused on teaching in urban areas. He wants to be a high school social studies teacher. And he responded to my call out because he wanted to better understand why AISD needs to consolidate schools. He came to KUT, and we talked through this whole situation. I started off by asking what he knows right now.
And I know that they, like you said, everything's kind of still up in the air. They don't know which schools are getting shut down, but I know it's due to a financial, shortage in the district because they're losing students to, I'm assuming, charter schools.
Mm-hmm. That's where we started, with how the district is losing students. It's probably the biggest reason AISD has to close schools. In the last 5 years, they lost 6,000 students. That'd be like losing the entire population at Lanier, Anderson, and Austin high schools. Looking forward, AISD is expected to lose 7,000 more. And there's multiple reasons Austin is losing students. Affordability is making many families move to cheaper, nearby towns. Also, last year, 13,500 kids who live in AISD boundaries attended charter schools.
I don't think everybody understands really quite what that means. So, like, yes, schools are emptier than they were 10 years ago, and that's important. Like, do we need a big school for less kids? But do you understand, like, the financial implications of losing students?
No. You mean what that does to a district?
Yes.
No.
Okay. I blathered on to Pedro for a while about this, but it can be simplified pretty easily. The state gives AISD money based on their enrollment. Before the school finance law that recently passed, the state assigned about $10,000 to each kid. But when that kid left for a charter or a new school district, their money went with them. Thousands of kids leaving AISD translates to millions of dollars leaving as well. And speaking of that new school finance law, there's another question I heard from a lot of people. Here it is, asked by KUT's Nathan Bernier when he interviewed AISD's chief business officer, Nicole Conley, last week.
Why is AISD still closing schools since it received a lot of money from the recent school finance bill that passed?
The governor recently signed into law legislation that sends more money to schools. But Conley explains that more money won't fix this problem. She mentions a demographic report that shows there will just be less children living in the city over the next 10 years. And that's because of the reasons we talked about earlier, families leaving for cheaper places to live, also lower birth rates.
And so when we see sort of this trending, I mean, this is a trend, it's going to happen, it's not going away. We can't sort of bury our heads in the sand and think we can operate the same size school district that was built for almost 90,000 kids when we're shrinking to almost less than 70,000. And so whether or not we were sort of flush with monies and cash, even if we didn't have to borrow our reserves, we should be looking at making sure that we're maximizing all of our dollars.
She says the district is losing money and already has to pull from its savings, so it has to choose a priority. And she said the priority is academics, not preserving buildings AISD doesn't need. Pedro and I discussed that when he came to KUT.
You're saying that might be necessary?
Like, something has to give in this situation mm-hmm. with their money. Because I'll tell you, 86% of their budget is staff, payroll.
Mm-hmm.
So, do we cut people's pay? You know, like, something has to go.
Yeah.
Like, if you have to cut something, their thinking is, let's
let's choose building. AISD says if they close and consolidate some schools, they want to improve schools that stay open, whether that's renovate old buildings or bring new programs and opportunities to schools. A huge concern during this process is, will school boundaries be changed? I heard it a lot from parents at community meetings, people like Tara Pitt. She has kids at Barton Hills Elementary, which zones to O. Henry Middle and Austin High School.
I think something that's on everybody's minds is the regional maps. Up until this point, we haven't really had anything concrete to look at until these maps.
AISD released a map that divided the city into five sections, east to west. It's one way they want to make these decisions on closings, by looking in a region and seeing what programs or opportunities are missing. After seeing the map, Pitt and other Barton Hills parents thought it meant they were going to be rezoned to new schools.
And so one of the rumors is now that we would be zoned to Fulmore and then Travis High School. And nobody is interested in that in Barton Hills.
The district has said a lot. This map is not a suggestion of new school assignments. But boundaries could change. AISD is building two new schools, so those will have to pull from existing schools. And adjusted boundaries could be one outcome of the closings process. As Pedro and I wrapped up, he asked a question I think a lot of people are wondering.
Is there a scenario in which there are no school shutdowns, or is this an absolute reality that is going to happen?
A lot of people I've heard say they're not going to close schools. They've backed down before.
The optimists, yeah.
If we yell loud enough, they won't do it because that's worked before. I've heard a lot of people say that. There's no school board members fighting this. It's what outcome is going to happen is what their discussion is. And here's where the process stands now. AISD has not announced any concrete plans. In the last 2 weeks, the district has been meeting with groups of parents, teachers, and community members to get ideas for what it could do. Then we'll expect to see some suggestions in August. The school board will then consider these options and is supposed to vote by October. Claire McInerney, KUT News.